The content found on thebestdayever.com from David Wolf and New Horizon Health, Inc. is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as treatment cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be construed as such because that would be illegal. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, supplement use, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. Please understand that you assume all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.
All right, welcome everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with David Avocado Wolf, and he is here today to talk to us about an amazing blend of mushrooms. So most of you know David's crazy on medicinal mushrooms and the power that mushrooms have had on people's immune system and health in the last few years in the raw food movement has just been spectacular. And Dave, you're here today to talk to us about this unique kind of blend of mushrooms. So let's give people sort of like an inside track about this particular blend of powder makes it like unique or noteworthy.
Well, there's a number of different theories out there right now about what kind of mushroom products are the best. And a lot of the research that's out there has been done on the mycelium of mushrooms. So let me just explain this real quickly, because as a wild mushroom hunter, it took me a long time to actually find this out. And I want to kind of cut the curve for a lot of people who may not become wild mushroom hunters, but may just have an interest in the subject matter. When you go out into nature, you basically can only pull the part of the mushroom that's coming out of the tree. And basically the idea here is that medicinal mushrooms are, for the most part, tree mushrooms. And you can't get access to the part of the mushroom that's inside the tree because it's a piece of wood. You can't actually eat the wood. So mushroom growing environments can be artificially created, and this has all been perfected over the last 100 years. And this is where the lion's share of the current research on mushrooms is done on, is when you take the mushroom organism and you grow it on a sterilized rice medium. It could be any grain, but rice is usually what's used. And by the way, it has to be organic rice. Conventionally grown rice won't work. The mushrooms won't grow on it. But anyway, you can artificially grow the mushroom. And then once it starts to fruit, once that part that would have normally come out of the tree starts to be produced in the growing environment, and usually these are done in bags and they're hung in a growing like hall. It's kind of like a it's kind of like a greenhouse, but there's diminution of light. Mushrooms are then taken and freeze-dried and then completely powdered. And that's called the mycelium biomass. So the 24 mushroom blend is actually 24 different medicinal mushrooms as mycelium biomass. So they're all grown in a controlled condition and they're all mixed together. And that brings us a number of benefits. One is that there's a huge amount of research now on all the other sugars that are in the mushrooms that are normally inside the tree. Again, we can't get access to that normally, but when you grow them in a controlled environment, you can get access to those interesting sugars, which are immunomodulatory. They have very interesting effects on skin health, nervous system health, joint health. They're very supportive. I mean, they're basically going to be where you're going to find a lot of the essential sugars, right? Like we've heard about xylitol, which is made out of an essential sugar called xylose, which is something you actually need. It's essential for you. There's 8 of them that have been listed, and some of them are hard to get at, but they're found, like fucose is found in mushrooms, and it's found in the mycelium biomass of a mushroom. So you can get access to some of those interesting properties. Now, what we decided to do was to actually, instead of just doing like just one thing, like cordyceps or reishi or shaga, which is great to have just the mycelium of just one mushroom, we decided to just jump the curve and go the direction of what Paul Stamets has outlined in his book, Mycelium Running, and that is to kind of mix these things together to get what's called a host defense, where you get a much greater, broader effect from the mixture of the different mushrooms together than rather than one by itself. And it's been a very successful product, actually, this 24 mushroom blend, and people really like it. And one of the things I like about it is it tastes good. Now, people ask me, well, you know, shouldn't the mushrooms be bitter? Because you hear Ron Teagarden say, the bitterer, the better. And that's his saying on reishi. And the answer is, yeah, sure, those are great products too. But again, the research, the lion's share of the research in the last 50 years has been on mycelium biomass, that's for sure, and the different sugars that are generated therein. Now, I didn't just want to talk about 24 mushroom blend, though. I want to talk about what's coming up here because we're entering into the holiday season. And what I've been doing at home, and this has got me really excited because I just made a big mushroom tea of all mushrooms from the local forest that I picked last summer. And then I blended that into cacao and maca and a little bit of our local honey. and a little bit of, actually I had macadamia nut butter, so that became the kind of the fattener in it. Nice. The thing that thickens it up to make it like a shake. And you have to kind of have that. Now, when I threw the 24 mushroom blend in there, I'm getting a really interesting combo. I'm getting the wild mushrooms from the forest in the tea, and I'm getting the mycelium biomass. So I'm getting the entire spectrum of what those mushrooms offer. And that's what I really wanted to talk about, is that mushroom chocolate combo.
So, Dave, when we talk about this mushroom-chocolate combo, are we talking about using chocolate as the delivery system for those sugars or medicines in the mushrooms?
Right. That's exactly right. And you, see, you're well-versed in the material, Lou. And a lot of people actually are out there who are also very well-versed in the material, of, you know, the way I kind of have talked about this for years and years, about mixing medicinal mushrooms with chocolate together. But there's a huge amount of people who are new, who are probably listening right now, a bunch of folks out there who have never heard this before. So that's why I wanted to do this and put this out there and give people something really fun to play with over the holidays. And that is to get the mushrooms together with the chocolate. And there's different ways to do that. Of course, the way I do it at home mostly is through the drink, because it's so easy to just take the 24 mushroom blend powder and throw it into the blender. Or if you've got some medicinal mushrooms, like whole medicinal mushrooms at home, I've gotten looking at some reishi right now, and you can get those into a tea and then use that as the base for the chocolate drink. That's really amazing. I want to say this. In Aztec cosmology, the circle with the dot in the middle of it means mushroom and chocolate mixed together. Now, in European alchemy and European history, and even in astrology, a circle with a dot in it is the sun or the metal gold. So that gives you an idea of how great the combo is. So again, in Aztec cosmology, the circle with a dot in the middle of it means mushroom mixed together with the chocolate. And this whole thing that we think is new is not. It's very, very ancient. The system of mixing medicinal mushrooms with chocolate is as old as chocolate is. And I love reviving it and bringing people back to it, and also giving people access to some really cool ways of doing it, like taking the cacao powder or the cacao butter or the cacao nibs and mixing them with the 24 mushroom blend. Kind of fun.
And if we take those two together and we throw in some maca, for the wintertime, it seems to be this really kind of hearty, because maca is a root, so it seems to fit with the winter season as well.
It is very much an adaptogen, maca is, and it's a high altitude crop. So it's in the same kind of general categories as snow lotus, cordyceps, shilajit, those things that are very high altitude. Rhodiola is also like that. And it helps you adapt to those kind of climates and those extremes of temperature. So you're right on the money. It's definitely a winter thing, more so than any other season. But if you run cold, you can do maca more. I tend to run hot, so I can only really do maca in the winter, because otherwise I'll overheat.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things in the holidays where in the circles that I'm in now, the way to introduce people to superfoods and super herbs really is with these little chocolate elixir drinks, because they taste really good. The mycelium is kind of like it's a food. It's a little bit sweet. And then you add the maca, which is like that nice roasted flavor, and a little bit of honey. It's like an amazing combination.
That combination is where it's at. And that's again, the update. If we really kind of break it down, strip it down, it's the update on hot chocolate. Because instead of using just a normal base of coconut water, hey, you know, wintertime, you might want to think to put a hot tea underneath that drink. So let me just explain this a little bit. You have a blender over on one side. Okay, and so what you're going to do is you're going to put your little materials in there. Let's say you're going to put your cacao butter and your cacao nibs in there. And then you're going to put in there, you know, something that's like a thickener, something that has some fat in it to kind of give it a little bit of body. Let's say it's almond butter. Boom, you throw a dollop of almond butter in there. Then you throw a teaspoon of maca in there. So a nice little teaspoon of maca is really good. And then you take a teaspoon to a tablespoon of 24 mushroom blend, throw that in there. So that's all on one side. On the other side, you're making it a tea. It could be something simple. It could be a gynostemma tea, like a spring dragon longevity tea. If you've gotten a little bit into either picking whole mushrooms out of the forest or actually getting them from like Chinatown or something, or picked them up off the internet, then you could take your shaga or your reishi and you could make a tea out of it. And then comes the mix down. Now, the mix down is going to be where you take the hot chocolate or the hot mushroom drink or gynostemma tea or whatever you have, and you're going to pour it into that blender, and then you're going to snap the top on, blend it, and then quickly pour it off into drinks. And it's really, really delightful. And if it's a little bit too bitter, then you're going to go a little bit more on the into the direction of a little bit, maybe a little more honey or a little bit more lucuma. But if it's a little too sweet, then you can add a little bit more mushroom into it, or a little bit more maca, or a little bit more of some other interesting ingredients like ashwagandha or something else that comes to mind that kind of fits. Shilajit actually fits into that drink very well.
Okay, awesome. So for people listening now, you can try this at home. Definitely something you want to try for the holidays. Definitely if you have a party or you have company over, this is one of the things that are always the hit. And what I find, Dave, is when you kind of put these together, people's curiosity about like what you're making, what goes in it, what does it do, it really opens up a great conversation to have around health in general amongst family and friends.
It's a great conversation piece. This is the way to really do, you know, Christmas right. This is the way to do Thanksgiving right. And it's a way to bring something else to the dinner other than a salad. You know, I spent a lot of years avoiding Thanksgiving. I spent a lot of years trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to bring? This is a whole nother piece to the puzzle, and it's a lot of fun. And it's an after-dinner thing. So when everybody's got a whole bunch of food in their gut, you're going to give them something that's going to kind of stimulate them, give them a kind of a different direction. But also it's going to help them because it's immunological, it's immune supportive. It's chocolate, right? So it's helping to deliver, and it also has its cornucopia of benefits that it provides, especially its longevity benefits. I've been really on that recently, is really studying up on chocolate's cardiovascular supportive longevity benefits. I mean, it's amazing research out there on chocolate for the heart. And by the way, number one thing still getting people even beyond cancer, way beyond cancer, is heart disease still today. So, you know, have your chocolate protect your heart.